Welcome to the Friday edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am Troy Stegner, Zia Comics / Talk Nerdy to Me, and I'm going to bring you all the nerdy news that is fit to know. You guys made it through the week. You deserve it. Okay, let's just, so you don't have to look at my ugly face. I'll just minimize me down here in the corner. Maybe a little more minimized than that. And maybe even just a little more. There we go. Okay, we're going to start with comic books today. The Batman Damned number one, the infamous Bat Penis comic book. They already went in, like I told you before, and got rid of all the digital versions. They got rid of all the penis in there. And they said when they do a reprint of number one, they were going to take it out of that also. New development. There will not be a reprint of number one. So, if you didn't pick up Batman Damned number one, the one with the penis in it, you're out of luck. You won't get a physical copy brand new. You'll have to get a third party somewhere. And last I checked on eBay, they're going anywhere from $60 to almost $200 raw. If you have it signed and slabbed, that number jumps up to close to $500. If you got Lee Bermejo or you know the writer to sign, Brian Azzarello, I believe, wrote it, then yeah, that thing is just going to skyrocket in price. Now they've announced they're not going to reprint number one. So if you were lucky enough to get a number one, hold on to it. And also, number two, they've already announced they're pushing the date. It's going to be late. No word on why. Maybe there was something in there. They want to go back and check all the graphics again since that one slipped through. But hey, let me show you a picture of what the cover for number two is going to look like. It's a beautiful cover. It's got Harley Quinn with the Sugar Skull looking paint on. A typical Harley Quinn. Great graphics. If you read the first one, the interior graphics, the artwork is just amazing. That was Mr. Bermejo again. So yeah, I would definitely, I think this is going to be a series to collect. It's the first one under the DC's Black Label, which is their more I don't want to say adult theme, that makes you think porn, but it's the more adult type topics. Like this one, you know, it starts right off with the Joker being dead. So, yeah, pick up the Damned number two when it comes out, because who knows what's going to happen in that one. If it's as good as number one, it'll be another collectible. I told you yesterday, Mr. Sean Murphy announced he had some kind of secret plans for Azrael. If you know Azrael, he's kind of like the do-gooder Batman. He's this dude right here with the big sword. Everybody was guessing it had something to do with his White Knight series he's going to be making. And they're right. Batman Curse of the White Knight. It's going to have Joker and Azrael kind of team up. They're going to expose something in Batman's past, Bruce Wayne's past. They're trying to take down Gotham. Because it's the Joker, why not? And Azrael just wants to punish all evil. So he's on board for that. This is coming out in 2019. We don't know any, like I said, no specifics on the month or how many issues will be in this. But it looks to be another good series by Mr. Sean Murphy. So if you're a fan of Azrael and a fan of the Joker, you're going to get to see these two guys team up and take on the Batman. My money's on Batman. If you read Dark Knight's Metal, and obviously a lot of you did because it sold really well, you'll recognize this character right here, the Batman Who Laughs. He's one of the Nightmare Batmen. He's the Batman that was kind of merged or crossed over with Joker. He was exposed to this Joker toxic venom, and he basically became his version of the Joker. He survived Metal, the final battle they had there. It was Champions Mountain. He actually made it out. He has plans to take over the DC Universe. And if you've been reading Justice League, you found out, you know, Lex Luthor, or you will be finding out when it comes out, Lex Luthor kind of had him chained up in the Hall of the Legion of Doom there. But he was there willingly. He could have escaped any time, and he proved that to Lex. He's getting his own, like I said, title. You got Batman Who Laughs, number one. He's there with all his little demon rob goblins. This is probably the most popular Nightmare Batman character. This is one I'm really interested in reading. It's, you know, the intellect of Batman mixed with the homicidal insanity of the Joker. Looks to be good. It's going to be normal price there. You see $3.99. Don't know how many issues it's going to be. I don't think it says. But you're getting artwork from the cover is Jason Fabok. You can't go wrong with him. And written by James Tynion IV, who is just lately he's been one of the go-to writers for comics. He's been killing it. Comes out November 15th, so you got to wait a little over a month. It's another 32-page count. It's a big one. Batman Who Laughs. It's going to be awesome. Let's go a little retro here. The Question, Mr. Vic Sage. Guy, he's kind of like Batman. He has no real superpowers. He was in his civilian life. He was an investigative journalist, really good at his job. And he has this pseudoderm, fake skin stuff that he can put over his face and release this gas from his belt that causes the mask to bond to his face and it changes the color of his hair and clothing. Because he's got it treated with some special chemical. And that's how he does his quick change in disguise deal. And like I said, he has no real superpowers, just like Batman. He trained in Kung Fu with Rick Dragon, I believe. And they have placed him as probably the second greatest detective in DC Comics, right behind Batman. He's a lot more brutal than Batman. He has no problem killing to get to his answers. He doesn't go out of his way to save the bad guys. He's coming back. And he's going to be in Action Comics number 1005. Brian Michael Bendis. With Bendis, I don't think there's really much gray area with Brian Michael Bendis. People either love him or they absolutely hate him. I like a lot of his stuff, not all of his stuff. So I'm hoping he makes The Question prominent again. Especially the Vic Sage version of The Question. I wasn't a big fan of the Rene Montoya version they brought out in... Was it New 52 they brought that out? Yeah, I wasn't a fan of Rene Montoya. This is going to be coming out end of November. 20th of November. $3.99 rated T. So it's not going to be too brutal if it's rated T. Vic Sage, The Question. Look him up. Some of his older stuff. I believe he started in Charlton Comics. And then DC Comics, of course, purchased Charlton Comics. So they got all those characters. He was actually the prototype for Rorschach in The Watchmen. Alan Moore wanted to use a bunch of the Charlton Comics characters since DC had just purchased them, and for one reason or another he wasn't able to, so he patterned his characters after some of those old Charlton Comics characters. Rorschach was one of them. He was a prototype. He was based on Mr. Vic Sage, The Question. So that might be worth picking up, checking it out. Another under the radar, unsung character, Sleepwalker. It's hard to explain. Actually, it's not really hard to explain. A lot of people don't know about him. His race are the ones who guard the mindscape, which is kind of like where your mind goes when you're dreaming, when you go to sleep. He keeps him and his race. They're kind of like dream police. They keep all the bad stuff from getting into people's minds. They go around. They can apprehend the bad guys in your mind. And make sure that you know they don't bother the human race. Well, something happens. He kind of gets trapped in this dude's this dude's body by one of his nemesis, one of his enemies. Rick Sheridan is the human he gets trapped in. They come to an agreement that he will just, you know, come out. He's able to physically come out whenever Rick Sheridan's asleep, and he does all his crime fighting in his physical form. He was really, you don't hear much about him. He was pretty instrumental in Infinity Wars. Infinity War. He fought the Magi, and he kept a lot of bad stuff from happening during Infinity War. But you don't hear much about that. He wasn't one of the main characters. It was all, you know, it was just like a little tie-in in his own comic. But he's a bad dude. I believe they consider him an alien. He lives, like I said, inside Rick Sheridan's mind / body. He's able to come out to fight. He's a guardian of the mindscape. And how they describe it here is dimension that borders on the minds of all intelligent life. So yeah, Sleepwalker. Todd Knock is doing the artwork, it looks like. Chad Bowers and Chris Sims. I'm hoping I don't remember much about stuff they've written, but I'm hoping they do a good job. I'd like to see Sleepwalker. I'd like to see a Sleepwalker movie. That would make a great movie. Kind of a reverse Freddy Krueger. Instead of doing bad stuff in your dreams, he comes out and he does good stuff. So look for Sleepwalker end of April? Or I'm not in April. End of November. I could have sworn I saw a date and I don't see it now. But it's coming out pretty soon. Look for Sleepwalker. Another popular license that has gotten picked up for comic books, Avatar. Not the Airbender, the Blue Cat People Avatar. James Cameron's Avatar. They are going to make Avatar Sute, I can't even pronounce the guy's name. The one who had a problem with Jake Sully. That dude right here in this picture. He is getting his own comic book. It's basically about how his life got changed when the humans appeared on his planet. Written by Sherry Smith. Art by Jane Dursema. It's going to be a 6-issue series for Dark Horse. I hope that does well. Dark Horse is kind of hurting after they lost the Star Wars titles. When Marvel, you know, Disney owned Star Wars and they own Marvel, so it made sense they pulled Star Wars back under their own umbrella for Marvel. Dark Horse was relying a lot on Predators and Aliens. Now they've grabbed this Avatar license. I'm hoping that the Na'vi are able to change Dark Horse's bottom line. I like Dark Horse. I don't want to see them go away. So, I just seen this. They've had that license since 2015. I don't think they've really done much with it then. They need to get on the ball. Get this comic started. As much as people love Avatar, and I believe they filmed the next 3 movies already. They filmed them all concurrently. Those movies should be coming out soon. So that'd be great timing to have this come out leading into the movies. Get a little background on some of the Na'vi warrior characters. Not even just the warriors. You could use the whole planet. There's so much stuff going on there. Let's jump over to collectibles. And specifically, statues by Sideshow. Spider-Man Legendary Scale Figure. This one is by Sideshow Collectibles. This is one they produced themselves. If you're not familiar, Legendary Scale is like the big one. It's a half scale. So he's crouched right now. I think this is going to be 24 inches. Yeah, it's 24 inches high, but that's because he's crouched down. So if he was standing upright, it would probably be around 3 feet or so as a half scale. This one is very limited. They're only making a total of 275 of these half scale legendary figures of Spider-Man. It's a pricey one. It's, you know, but half scale, that's a pretty big one. It's $2,000. You can do a payment plan. It's on pre-order. Should be coming out end of this year, beginning of next, December to February time frame. It has interchangeable eyes, so you can give him the old eyes or the new ones. It is polystone, and it looks like it weighs about 35 pounds. The costume, since it's not a maquette, they can actually use fabric. This is an actual fabric costume that they had to make to put on the statue. Let me show you some more pictures of it. He's on top of a rooftop there in New York City. So I mean, this is just classic Spider-Man, you know, kneeling, crouching type pose. Like I said, all fabric costume. They always, Sideshow loves to show theirs next to an apple to show you the, you know, the relative size so you can get a good idea next to something that's a known size. So it's massive. You've got the, you can get the modern or, you know, the modern or the classic eyes. Or you can mix them up, I guess. I'm kind of liking the ones up here. These kind of look like, it looks like he's got some really thick eyebrows and needs to pluck them or something. I'm not liking those. But each to each their own. Some more pictures. You know, it's got the raised Spider-Man, raised spider symbol on the front of his suit. You can't really tell it's raised there, but it is. And, you know, the classic red spider on the back of his red and blue suit. Here's all the different, you know, like I told you, you can have the classics. You can mix them. You can have the new modern ones, which are, I don't know, I don't like. Something about them I don't like. Here's a good picture of the raised spider on the front of his suit. Really detailed. This is just an amazing statue. It's even, they even did his web shooters. They had the web shooters right there on his wrist. They're so detailed. These guys pay attention to all the details. This, for $2,000, would be an awesome addition. I don't know why they always do this. That ignore this one on the right. That's just something they put in there because also it's another Spider-Man they also sell. So yeah, Spider-Man Legendary, half scale, pricey but worth it. Okay, Street Fighter fans, we have Ryu here for you by Pop Culture Shock. It's another very limited one. It's only going to be 250 made, $550, a little more affordable than that Spider-Man, but then again, it's only a 1/4 scale. It's not a half scale, so less material. You can make a payment plan, and it's on pre-order. It's not coming out until 2020. Yeah, February to April of 2020 is estimated time. So this one is still really in development. It, like I said, Evil Ryu, it's got the red eyes, you know, the brown hair, the black gi. He's on top of the dojo there, and he's got the purple power that he's getting ready to use as Hadouken attack. So let's look at some pictures. There he is on top of the dojo. Again, with the apple. Really, I mean, if you're a Street Fighter, this is a must-have. It is beautiful, very detailed. Doesn't look like that's a cloth gi because the way the edges are standing up, it's more than likely fully sculpted. Yeah, it looks like it's fully sculpted. There's a close-up of his face with the red eyes. He's just he's a bad dude. If you ever played Street Fighter, he's not one of the characters you want to mess with. Yeah, even the feet, you can see the veins in the feet where he's straining on top of the dojo. It's a really nice piece. And in order to define evil, you have to have good. So here is just the regular Ryu. Again, it's 1/4 scale. He's on top of the same dojo, it appears. He's got the blue energy, normal eyes. I compared him a little bit. I thought maybe the body sculpts were the same. I don't think so. Looking at the feet and the head, the bandana is, you know, coming off it different. Slightly different poses. The feet are slightly different. This one's also going to be $549. Payment plan comes out 2020. Both of these are about 20 and a half inches tall. So they're not tiny. They're big and they're bulky. Right, Ryu's a bulky dude anyway. So let's look here at some of these pictures. You can see there are subtle differences in the sculpts. So it's not just a complete ripoff with a different paint job. There are differences. You know, it's basically the same character, so it's gonna look a little alike, but it's enough differences in it to make it complete. And to have both of these facing off on your shelf against each other would be amazing, especially if you collect Street Fighter stuff anyway. You can put them up there with all the rest of your Street Fighter collectibles. This one, it's not out yet. It's on, is it on pre-order? Oh yeah, RSVP. You can join the RSVP list. They are going to start taking orders this Friday, October 5th, next Friday, October 5th, between noon and 3. Any leftovers, they're going to put out on Monday. It's the Punisher on the Throne fine art print. And everything I've shown you today has been really limited in size. On this one, they're only going to do 150. It is just an amazing piece by Carla Ortiz. You can see it's kind of the, not soft focus, just slightly out of focus looking painting. You can see he's taking care of quite a few bad guys laying around here. Money everywhere, bat over his shoulder. If you buy it during the pre-order time, it'll come framed. After that, it'll be unframed. This is just an amazing piece. And not only is it limited to 150 pieces, it's going to be hand-signed by Carla Ortiz. So you will get a limited, signed, and framed Punisher fine art print. And this is the picture of what it'll look like in the frame. That is just a beautiful picture, you know, the money flying in the air on fire, all the bad dudes at his feet knocked out. This is one I would actually think about buying. I don't see the price though. That would be the kicker. How much are they going to sell this thing for? I imagine they'll have a payment plan for it. Okay, let's jump over to the movies. They are going to make an Elton John movie starring Taron Egerton. If you don't know who that is, if you watch Kingsman, he played Eggsy on Kingsman. If you watched Sing, the animated cartoon, he, if I remember right, he played Johnny, the ape. He's a really good actor. I have no issues with him. And he's playing the young Elton John. And looking at these pictures, He can pull it off. He looks like the young Elton John. And this one is going to focus more on Elton John's beginnings. Not, you know, his glamour, glitz, shiny stuff everywhere. It kind of starts where, you know, he was a prodigy at the Academy of Music, where he meets Bernie Taupin. And the rest from there is just history. They made so many hits together. The movie's going to be called Rocket Man. And is due to arrive in theaters May 31st of 2019. As far as music, videos, music movies go, people involved in music, I'm looking forward to this one and the one about Freddie Mercury and Queen. There's so many interesting guys in music from that time. I hope they do it justice. I am a big Elton John fan, so I'm looking forward to seeing this in the theaters in May. Another movie, let's switch over to anime. My Hero Academia has its very first movie. It is going to be airing in select cinemas on October 2nd. And by select, that means like very few. I haven't seen it advertised anywhere. If you've watched that anime, it's a really good anime. Lots of fans. It's about the people who go to school. They find out they have superhero powers. They can go to, a school or a college and get trained on how to be a correct superhero. But then again, you have supervillains also. You can't have a superhero without a supervillain. Funimation and Fathom Events are teaming up to bring this to you guys. October 2nd in select cinemas. Check the nearest theater to you to see if they're going to play it. If not, see when you can probably download. I'm sure after a while it'll be available to download. And watch the My Hero Academia movie. Check out the anime first, and then watch the movie. Last article I have for y'all today. Magic the Gathering. If you don't know, that's a big card game by Wizards of the Coast. They have been doing a push into the digital arena for a while. They are going to release Magic the Gathering Arena beta today. A live beta, open beta. They had closed beta already. Tested out, got rid of a lot of the bugs they found. It's going to make the servers live. North America, Europe, Australia, and South America. That's pretty much everywhere. They are going to... It's the future of digital magic, according to the Vice President of Digital Development at Wizards of the Coast. They've already been in the digital arena. I've played the original online one a few times. It plays pretty well. The problem was the availability of cards, and a lot of people were hesitant to pay for a digital card when they didn't have it in their hand. A lot of people were really weird about that. But they had free stuff you could play, and you could win booster packs to open online and get more cards. They're going to have this open beta. We'll have the Guilds of Ravnica, which is the newest set coming out that came out. It's going to be available as of yesterday on open beta. I believe Friday is available in stores. We're going to have in-game singleton events. Here's the one I'm looking forward to, the sealed format. So you're going to be able to make your 40-card deck from 6 unopened boosters like a draft. And the other cool thing, Pokemon's been doing this for a while. I'm glad Magic finally caught on. Redeemable codes. So when you go and buy a physical pack of booster cards, from a retail store, they will have a code inside that you can redeem in selected regions, which there's probably some legal reason why they can't do it in some weird area, maybe China or something. But you can use these codes and redeem those cards in the game. So you'll have the physical copy of the cards and you'll have them in the digital game. That is, it's worked very well for Pokemon. It keeps people buying the physical cards, and if you can buy the physical cards and still get to play with those cards online, you're more than likely to do that, and you're probably more than likely going to buy some other additional cards while you're in the digital game playing, just to round out your deck. So you guys can look for the live beta. Like I said, it says today, which was posted yesterday. So it's live now. You can go and try out the Magic Gathering Arena live open beta. Okay, guys. That was the last article that I had for you today. That should be all the nerdy news to get you through till tomorrow. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Like this video. Leave us a comment. If you're listening to us on podcast, or if you're one of my auditory-only friends, subscribe to me on your favorite podcast platform. And leave us a good review wherever you find us. As always, I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.